Bernard Tomic is on the comeback trail. For years, he's been one of the most polarising figures in Australian sport, hailed for his talent, but criticised for his attitude. Now he's chasing something different, and that's redemption, and the chance to play with real purpose on his terms. In this episode, I'll unpack what Tomic's story can teach us all about bouncing back, rewriting our own narrative, and finding purpose in the moments that matter most. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Much maligned character, Bernard Tomic, over his career. I noticed in recent weeks he's making a comeback and he's pretty honest about it. He said he's had a tough time in tennis, but he also has realised that it's all he's good at. Now, I'm sure that's not the case, but when he's looked at his alternatives, he's like, well, maybe I can go back and earn some money in tennis. And yeah, probably can. The question is that how will he be received by the Australian public? He's got himself in his fair share of, I don't know about trouble, but people not necessarily liking the way he operates, by some of his petulance on court, by some of his behaviour off court, his general attitude, not necessarily positioning himself as someone that's been well-liked by the tennis public. And in Australia, we can be fickle as fans, and we like our sports people to be a certain way, which is interesting in itself, but we certainly don't like them to have that petulance. We want to see some respect. We want to see fight, and there's been at different times where it has appeared that maybe he's given up. He's been accused of tanking a few times. But I just wonder whether he has that opportunity to restore his connection to the Australian public. He has said how there's a purpose to what he's doing now. He wants to get back to the top 100, and he wants to, he obviously, as he admitted, he can't fulfill the full potential that he had because he's older now, he's not at his peak, but he does want to get back and do things the right way. And having that purpose is so important. If you look at someone like Andre Agassi, and if you've read his book, you know the story, he sat in his house just wondering, like, what is the purpose of all of this? What is the point? And he said he looked out the window and he was watching a young fella delivering papers, and he started contemplating, well, what is the purpose of that, and what is his role? Like, he doesn't want to be delivering papers, but he's got this gift of tennis and he has the potential to actually make a difference through it. So he went back to tennis with knowing that he has this ability that he can actually make a difference. So he went back with a purpose, something beyond just simply the tennis, something beyond that pressure that he'd faced from his dad pushing him in all those years, but instead something beyond him. And this is such an important part of getting into the zone and being able to stay there and to be getting success is having that purpose, having that bigger reason for what you're doing. And the fact that Bernard Tomic has come back and he's freely admitted that he's made mistakes and now he has a purpose to it, it'll be really interesting to see how things unfold. It's interesting, excuse me, he made it to a final of a ATP event, and because of weather, that the final had to get postponed, and because he wanted to get to the US Open qualifying, he decided not to compete in the final because he needed to make a certain flight. Now the initial headline was like, well, he's pulled out of the final. Now he's got a bit of a history of that as well, is pulling out when maybe his injury was questionable, maybe it's to do with, I mean, who knows what mental struggles he was going through at the time as well. He well publicised the pressure he copped from his father. There seems to be a bit of a reoccurring pattern there with tennis players. But the reality was he wanted to prioritise what was most important. And yeah, there might be a monetary aspect of that. The winning the final, I think they said, was $22,000 US. Qualifying for the US Open proper is a six-figure amount. So no brainer. There's no guarantees, right? He could have walked away from that final where he had a fair chance of winning to go for qualification, which isn't guaranteed. But he came back to the part of prioritising what's most important for him through purpose. And I for one really hope he qualifies and is able to get through to the US Open proper and have some chance at redemption. Like in Australia, we've always loved that redemption story, that underdog story, the overcoming adversity. And he's had his fair share. You've only got to have a look at the Jelena Dokić's story, and we all, well, most people seem to have a fair bit of compassion, heartfelt compassion for her and her story. But at the time when she was acting certain ways, people were quick to jump on and judge what she was doing. And I think Bernard Tomic has been the same. Like we make commentary, the media does, we do as sports fans, based on what we see from the outside looking in. We're not really knowing what's going on. Now, you only have to look at your own life, people that you know, and see that sometimes when people are behaving a certain way and it's repeated, when you dig a bit deeper and you find out what's going in your life and you go, oh, well, that actually makes total sense. It's not an excuse, but you can understand why people go off the rails or behave in a certain way when they're going through things that you can't even imagine. And you've been through things like that too, when maybe people are having higher expectations of you than what you're capable of because of what you're experiencing at the time. So yeah, like I said, I for one hope he does get a chance to redeem himself, that he has a bit of a run, that he's able to get himself back to a level and with holding himself in a way that is being true to him. Not to us, not so he can satisfy some need that we have around our sports people, but so he can satisfy within himself that he's gone back and he's done it his way and he's done it the right way and he's fulfilled that purpose. And then I hope that from that he realizes that maybe as someone who's been through those dark times and has come out the other side, that he can help other people. Because there's no better coach than someone who's walked the path. That's why sometimes the most gifted sports people don't make great coaches, because they've never been in the struggle. They've never had to problem solve themselves. They've never had to find solutions. They've just always been able to work it out and just come so easily. And it's the same with having that ability to play at a certain level. It's also the ability to go through and navigate those difficult times, come out the other side. Then you can educate young people who are coming through and are looking for a second chance, and maybe they're having those. You can share your story of a second chance, but help them so they don't have to go through those same struggles. You look at two guys who are doing some fantastic work now, Mitchell Pearce and Todd Carney. Both had their fair share of struggles through their football careers, getting into trouble, doing things that that were seen as unacceptable, not only by the public and the media, but also by their clubs and the league. And they both had long suspensions. Todd Carney had his contract torn up in at least one club, maybe a couple, because of that behaviour. Now, they know what it's like to struggle. But everyone that says talks to them now and shares their experience, saying they're just fantastic people. But fantastic people can still have struggles and can still get it wrong. So what a great thing that they're doing now is they're paying it forward, and they've created an academy where they're helping people. They're helping young footballers. They're helping people from all different walks of life to be able to overcome their challenges. And as always, bring it back to you. So what is your thing? Like, what have you struggled with? Where can you pay that forward? Where can you get that shot of redemption? Maybe things haven't gone as well as you had wanted. Maybe there's a certain area of your life where you really wanted to improve, but you just haven't had the opportunity. But with the right circumstances and the right assistance, where can you come out the other side of that? Maybe you've already started coming out the other side of that. Where can you pay that forward, bring some purpose to your life and help other people? It came up in my Facebook memories today, the one day what you are struggling with will become someone else's roadmap to success. And actually what I'll do, I'll keep talking while I look it up, but it's an example of where you find purpose, of the very thing that you are most challenged with. You get really good at overcoming it, so you also are the best person to be able to share that with other people, because you know the battles and you've got the solutions. Yeah, this post, it was something written on a, like chalk, someone had written it on chalk, and it says, one day you will tell your story of how you've overcome what you're going through now, and it will become part of someone else's survival guide. So survival guide can sound like it's quite a dark place, but sometimes survival guide is just surviving whatever you're going through. And on the other side of the survival guide is also all of the things that you learnt that took you from survival to hitting parity and then beyond. And it's that journey where you can find so much purpose by helping other people, so they never have to go through what you went through alone. They'll have someone there like yourself to be able to guide them through. And that doesn't mean you necessarily have to become a coach or a counselor or anything like that. But just bring that purpose to your everyday. Bring it to your personal life. Bring it to your career. Become a mentor. Become a leader by sharing this knowledge, by seeing someone that you'll be able to recognize them, because they'll remind you a bit of yourself in previous parts of your life, and you'll be able to help guide them through. And there's no greater joy than the satisfaction of helping someone, and to be able to help someone in a way that is in total alignment with your own story. That's just such a fantastic thing, and so empowering, and in a lot of ways it will fuel every other part of your life and inspire you to get the absolute most out of your life. Take the time to, again, self-awareness. Where can you pay it forward? And if you're a fan, just having a look at those redemption stories. Like, how do you, are you quick to judge some of the people that you are watching when they get things wrong? Are you curious about what they're experiencing? Are you learning from their experience and maybe looking at them a bit differently? You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.